Having just turned 19, it was with much trepidation that day that I left home for good and went out on my own. But at some point, we all leave home. It is something that we do. We leave those places that are familiar, comfortable, predictable. Sometimes we can't wait to leave. We're ready. We choose to go. Other times we would rather not leave, but the circumstances of life push us out the door. Regardless of how or why it happens, leaving home is a part of life. And it can be difficult. It can be frightening and risky. It calls us to change and opens us to new understandings about ourselves. Ultimately, though, leaving home is the beginning of our spiritual journey and growth, because when we leave home, we are more vulnerable and in need of God. Every year, the gospel reading for the first Sunday in Lent is about Jesus leaving home and going into the wilderness. In some years, for us, it's mostly a story we hear in the Bible or read. But in other years, it can be significant because we can relate. It's the story of our lives. In today's gospel, we heard, "And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness." The way Mark describes the scene, there is barely any time to take a breath between the Spirit coming down in the form of a dove and ripping through the heavens, and that very same Spirit, probably not a dove, forcing Jesus out into the wilderness. Which begs the question in my mind, why the need for this frightening wilderness experience? Why bother? I think perhaps because Jesus' understanding of the kingdom of God that was stirring in his mind and in his heart created this sense of awareness that he's going to need some time for spiritual strengthening for what lies ahead. After all, living when and where he did in that land occupied by a foreign army that was very hostile to his people, he must have known that his message of healing and forgiveness and setting captives free was not going to go down well with the local authorities. He would need to be ready for whatever might come. And the wilderness was a good start, a good test for Jesus to face those demons. Demons. We all have them. You know, those things that tempt us to betray our better selves, to betray our loved ones, to betray God, and therefore lead us to live diminished lives at best, or at the worst, lives in which acts of wrongdoing or even evil spring from our confused hearts and misguided hands. As Christians, every year around these waning days of winter, the church sets aside time, Lent, for each one of us to allow that Spirit to try to bring us out into the wilderness, to face our own demons, those things that, you know, are our special excuses, the special reasons and circumstances, or the habits that we engage in that allow us to indulge that sin of not being who God has created us to be. Lent gives us a whole season to enter into the wilderness of our own failings, trusting that God will be there to support us as we spend this season in attempting to triumph over those things that bedevil us. On this first Sunday in Lent, we stand at the edge of the wilderness and think, do I really want to go in there? Just 4 days ago, we were reminded that our days are numbered. Today, we are invited to cherish those days, to make them count, to embrace the notion that our mortality is not a reason for fear and hopelessness, but a reason to fully embrace each day, to put in and squeeze out every bit of goodness we can, everywhere we can. Going into the wilderness can do that for us. As beloved children of God, we are all gifted by God in so many ways. How can those gifts be given and received if we are closed off by the demons that we indulge? For example, is our demon hopelessness or cynicism, bitterness, the belief that things can never improve, a desire to give up? Is our demon presenting in the form of tempting us to eat a whole chocolate cake when anxiety overcomes us, to gossip in a mean way, to turn away in fear from addressing a wrong? Is our demon one that whispers in our ears that we are not good or brave or strong or talented enough, not worthy enough to do what we know we are called to do? And is our demon one that drives us to yell at or to hurt the people who love us the most? If that's the case, then there's good news. Lent is here. God is calling us all out into the wilderness because we cannot do this alone. Can we trust God in this? Did we take the invitation to Lent? Amen.